story ever told. True story. Yeah. Great. Seniors going to be a dinner Tuesday, high noon. Sister Granny was getting all the crock pots ready this morning. Looked to me like it's going to be an old-timey Thanksgiving dinner. I wouldn't miss it for nothing. Tuesday, 12 o'clock. You've been reading the Bible every day, praying every day. If you need help with it, tell me. I'll get you a schedule. Everybody reads the Bible through this year can come to the Bible Readers Banquet free of charge. We like food. It's going to be food, fun, and fellowship. You'll have a good time. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, you're great. You have given us an extension, Lord. And I pray I'd use my freedom for you, dear God, to get my Americans saved in my little corner, in my little row, dear Lord. Time's short. I pray you'd help us. I pray you get the honor and the glory here this morning. That Jesus be lifted up. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen. 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 Now, we've been trying to get the book of Genesis introduced. Get started out, which the book of Genesis introduces the whole Bible. So we've been on this several weeks. And I'm not in a hurry, really. Today, we're going to try to look at the Creator. And there's many verses. Maybe you just want to go to the board. I'm going to try not to wear you out, try not to go too fast, but give you some good exercise here this morning. Ecclesiastes 12:1 says, "Remember now thy Creator." How you doing so far?
Yeah.
I'm not doing that great. You know, Mary and Joseph forgot the Creator for like 2 days. I've forgot him longer than that before. How you doing? Are you remembering him? It's not a New Testament command, but it's a command. It's imperative. Imperative sentence. Use the subject, remembers the verb. I'm supposed to remember the Creator. And not only that, it says it's my Creator. Is he your Creator?
Yes.
Yes. Amen. Well, Brother Rick, what are we going to remember about him? Well, let's check it out here. How about Deuteronomy 5:15? Deuteronomy 5:15, it says, "And remember that thou was a servant in the land of Egypt, in the world." Do you remember that? Do you remember? Do you remember before you saw the light? Sometimes I have trouble remembering that. It's been a while. You know, I haven't always had a good haircut. I haven't always carried a King James Bible. I haven't always sat on the third pew back beside Sister Kim. Do you remember when you were a servant to the enemy? When you served him, you bowed and did his wishes. Do you remember that? I remember. "And the Lord thy God brought thee out." You remember coming out? "And thence through a mighty hand." I'm talking about the Creator. "By a stretched out arm. Therefore the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath." Pretty good. Deuteronomy 6:12. "Then beware lest thou forget the Lord." Brother R.C. said he was thinking about coming to church when he woke up. How about the Creator? Was I thinking about the Creator? Was that why I was wanting to come? I need to think about the Creator. I'm supposed to remember my Creator. No, I think sometimes about my Savior. I think about my Redeemer. Nothing wrong with that if I go down that alley. But here it says Creator. There's a reason it says Creator. I need to remember He made me. I didn't make myself. I didn't get here by myself. "And was brought forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage." How about chapter 8, verse 11? "Beware lest thou forget not the Lord thy God." How in the world would I forget Him in not keeping His commandments? How you doing? I'm not doing that great myself. "His judgments, His statutes, which I commanded thee this day." Chapter 8, verse 14. Then thy heart was lifted up, and thou forgot the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. See, I keep thinking, boy, if we could just get back to common sense. Boy, it's going to be great now that we're back to common sense. And now we just get from common sense to God. Well, it doesn't usually work that way. It usually takes a tragedy. Somehow prosperity ruins us.
Yeah.
I really need to buckle down. lest my heart be lifted up and I forget the Lord. He must have known I was going to. He put it in here. He put plenty of warnings. He knew my nature, that I would try to stray away from Him. I would forget Him. He knew that. How about chapter 8, verse 18? And thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is He. It is He that giveth thee the power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant, which He sware to thy fathers as it is this day. And it shall be, if thou do not at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after all other little g gods, and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that ye shall surely perish. And as the nations which the Lord destroyed before your face, so shall ye perish, because ye would not be obedient. Why? Because you would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. That's what the Bible says. What the King James says. 16:3. Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction. Remember, Brother Rick said it takes a tragedy. See, before I was afflicted, I went astray.
Yeah.
Prosperity's never really helped me, but that affliction did.
Yeah.
Affliction. For thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that thou mayest remember the day. I don't want to just remember the Creator. I want to remember the day He saved me, the day He moved in my heart. Remember the day when thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt, all the days of thy life. I'm supposed to remember that. Numbers 15:39. We're talking about the Creator. Crown College of the Bible went up to the Ark yesterday. And sang. And I heard the, not director, I don't know his title, Brother Tomlinson say in chapel there Friday, before they would let the group come, before a group can come, they have to sign a paper that they believe Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2.
Pretty good
deal.
I like it.
Pretty good deal.
Yeah.
I think I'm on Numbers 15:39. Is that right?
Yeah.
And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember. Why would I look at it? To remember all the commandments of the Lord and do them. And that you seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which you used to go a whoring. See, Rick's the problem.
Yeah.
Rick's the problem. Psalm 89:47. Remember how short my time is. I've been going with Brother Paul presenting his work. I've been 3 or 4 times, different places with him. And he tells them the problem in Italy is indifference. I said, well, that's the problem in America. That's the problem in Allen. That's the problem with, that's the problem in the pew. That's the problem in the pulpit. It's indifferent. Remember how short the time is. That's what 89 says. 105:5. Remember His marvelous works and His wonders and judgments of His mouth. That would be His words. Remember His words. His works and His words. Ezekiel 36:31. Then shall you remember your own evil ways. Brother Melvin, let's say amen right there. We was talking about that this morning, our own evil ways. Let's me and you say amen right there. Then shall you remember your own evil ways. And I don't have to worry about everybody else's. And your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourselves in your own sights for your iniquities and your abominations.
Yeah.
See, I got enough of my own. If I sweep my own doorstep, I'm doing pretty good. If I just take care over at my house, I'll be doing pretty good. Acts 20:35. I have showed you all things, how it's so laboring you ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. 1 Corinthians 11:2. Now I praise you, brethren, that ye remember me. See, Joseph's fellow prisoners forgot him. When they got out, they didn't mention him. They were supposed to. I don't want to forget. I got out, Brother Bill. Yeah. I got out. I don't want to forget to tell about him. Yeah. I remember the day he brought me out. Yes. Remember now thy Creator. That's the command.
Yeah.
Any questions on that part so far?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's remember how big he is. Let's look at that for a minute. Not hadn't been but a couple months ago, Brother Greg stood right here and give us the illustration. I'll try to repeat it. If I had the sun right here like a softball or an orange, I think he used a softball. If I had the sun right here, we're talking about how big the Creator is.
Yeah.
A grain of sand 30 foot away circling would be the earth.
Yeah.
I'm really not as big as I thought it was.
Yeah.
And then another grain of sand, 10 city blocks away, let's say up about the Dairy Queen, circling around that. That's Pluto, the farthest planet that we know about.
Yeah.
I just come to tell you, he's big. He's big. And then Alpha Centauri, the nearest star, would be another grain of sand 1,300 miles away from the softball, from the orange. That'd be like if we was around Mississippi River there, and that thing would be circling around New York and come back around California. That's how big God is. That's just a little picture of how big God is. The Creator that made that. That's who we're talking about, is the capital C Creator. There's a paper stack model. If the thickness of a sheet of paper, not the 8.5 inches, not the 11 inches, but the thickness. If the thickness of a sheet of paper was 93 million miles, the distance from the earth to the sun, to represent the distance to the nearest star, you'd need a stack of paper 71 foot high. To cover the diameter of the Milky Way, and I don't understand the difference between the Milky Way and the galaxy. I don't know. The universe, I mean. To cover the distance, the diameter of the Milky Way galaxy would require a stack of paper 310 miles high. To reach the edge of the known universe would demand a pile of paper 31 million miles high. I just come this morning to tell you he's big. The Creator we're talking about this morning is big.
Amen.
He's big. The hollow sun illustration, if the sun were hollow, it would hold 1,300,000 Earths. I'm really not as big as I thought it was.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty big until I got to reading some of this stuff. And really, a man is nothing. A star named Antares, if hollow, could hold 64 million suns. And in the constellation of Hercules, there's a star which could contain 100 million Antares. And if the largest star, Epsilon, could easily swallow up several million stars the size of Hercules. He's big. I come to tell you, the capital C Creator is big.
Yeah.
He's big. He's bigger than that. He's the Creator. He made all that.
Yeah.
Then if you want to go small, guess what? He's small enough to move inside my heart. And inside your heart. That same Creator moved inside your heart.
Yes, amen.
All the material universe consists of atoms. Atoms, in turn, are made up of three building blocks, protons, neutrons, and electrons. On the tip of a ballpoint pen are so many atoms that if they were carried by an army marching four abreast, four wide, an atom to a man, it'd take over 20,000 years to march past. That's on a ballpoint pen. That's how many atoms is on a ballpoint pen. It would take 25 trillion protons laid side by side to make up an inch. There are as many protons in a cubic inch of copper as there are drops of water in the oceans and the world and grains of sand on the seashore. The size of an electron is to dust speck as the dust speck is to the entire earth. How about this right here, Genesis 22:17. I don't think that's on your list, Jeremy. Genesis 22:17. The Lord knew all that. And he said, and in blessing I'll bless thee, and multiplying I'll multiply thee as the sand Multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gates of thine enemies. The scientists say right here there's the same number of stars as there are grains of sand. Remember now thy Creator. Why would I remember that? Psalm 102, verse 18. Why would I remember Him? Well, number one, He's big. How about how blessed we are? How about how good He's been to us? Psalm 102, 18. This shall be written for the generations to come. Guess what? That's you.
Yeah.
That's me. He's talking about you and me right now. This shall be written for the generation to come. The people which shall be created, that's me and you, shall praise the Lord. That's what the King James Bible said. That's what it said.
So,
Psalm 148, 5. We'll go ahead and get started then. Go ahead and start. Psalm 148, 5. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and it was created. By the way, the word creator, O-R, see, if it has E-R, it might be a thing, but O-R is a person. The word creator, O-R, is only in the Bible five times. The first one's remember now thy Creator. That's what we're trying to do right now. And we got created and some things like that, but the Creator's only five times. We'll see Him here directly if we don't run out of time. If I don't bore you to death, Isaiah 42:5. Why am I going to remember the Creator, Brother Rick? Thus saith God, the Lord, He that created the heavens and stretched them out. I've been thinking about that stretch. How did He stretch them? One fellow said it says that several times. I'm going to check it out. He that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it. He that giveth bread unto His people upon it and spirit to them that walk therein. Anybody not have breath? I'm sorry, breath, not bread. Isaiah 45:8. Drop down, ye heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, let them bring forth salvation. Let the righteous spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. He's big. He's big. Isaiah 45:12. I've made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their host have I commanded. It's the Lord. That's the Creator God talking. Isaiah 45:18. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens. God Himself that formed the earth made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, and there is none else. Isaiah 1:27, so God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. That's all there is male and female. You look around all you want to, but that's all there is, those two. That's all there is. Genesis 5:2, male and female created He them and blessed them and called their name Adam. It was Mr. and Mrs. Adam. In the day when they were created. That's what the King James said. Genesis 6:19. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female.
Yes, amen.
Matthew 19:4. And He answered and said unto them, have you not read that He which made, we're talking about the Creator, He which made them at the beginning made them male and female? Mark 10:6, from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. That's right. That's exactly right. Okay, there's your first R. Remember the Creator.
Good.
Isaiah 40:28. Let's look at Him as Redeemer. Look here. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the big Lord, the capital Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth. See, He's everywhere. He's in the north, the south, east, and west. All four corners of the earth. I'm going to go ahead and say omnipresent. He's big. He's big. Fainteth not, neither is weary. I'm just going to go ahead right there and say omnipotent. He's got all the power. He's not going to give up. He's not going to faint. He's not going to quit. He's not weary. He's not even short of breath. He's not even tired.
Right.
Omnipotent. There's no searching of His understanding. How about omniscient? We go ahead with omniscient. He knows everything.
Yes, He does.
Yes. See, He's innocent to be a redeemer. He had to be innocent. You might be innocent. You might go up to the prison. They might let you die for a guilty man. They might let you stand in place for one. But that's not all. He's infinite. He died for all of them. We were prisoners, remember, in the land of Egypt. He died for all of them. He's not just innocent. He's infinite. He died for the whole world. Amos 4:13. We're talking about the Creator. Amos 4:13. For lo, He that formeth the mountains. Any hillbillies in here? Created the wind and declared unto man, what is his thought that maketh the morning darkness and treadeth upon the high places of the earth? The Lord, the God of hosts is his name. We're talking about the, remember the Creator. He's the Redeemer. That's not all. He's royalty. Isaiah 43:15. I am, Old Testament name, Exodus chapter 3, the great I am. Moses said, he sent Moses up to talk to Pharaoh, and Moses said, God, what am I going, who am I going to say sent me? What am I going to say your name is? He said, you tell them the great I am sent you. The I am that I am, the self-existent one that doesn't need anyone else, the Creator, the capital C Creator. You tell them I'm the one that sent you, the Lord. You tell them I am the Lord. Your, is He yours this morning? Your Holy One's what it says. Yeah. The Creator of Israel. Your King. I'm talking about royalty. Remember Him. He's the Redeemer. He's royalty. Romans 1:25. He wants us to repent. Romans 1:25. Who changed the truth of God. That's man. Who? There, that's man. That changed the truth of God into a lie. You know, like with versions. Right. And worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator. Who is, which Creator are you talking about, Brother Rick? I'm talking about the one who is blessed forever. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. That's what the King James said. See, He wants us to repent. If you've been worshiping the creature, you need to turn around and worship the Creator.
Yeah. Amen.
If you've been changing the truth of God into a lie, you need to turn around and worship the Creator and not the creature. That's what Romans 1:25 says. Romans 1:25, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. You've figured out already that we're creatures. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah.
See, what you had on the cross was the Creator dying for the created.
Yeah.
Got the Creator dying for the creature.
Yeah.
It's what went on. And if I've been worshiping the creatures, I need to turn around and worship the Creator. That's what Romans 1:25 said. Ezekiel 28:13. Thou hast been. We're talking, he's going to start talking now about the serpent, about Lucifer, who took on the form of a serpent. And by the way, we'll see here in a minute, he was a created being. He didn't start nothing. He got started. The Creator created him. And he's, the Creator says about him, thou hast been past tense in Eden, the garden of God. Not only that, before that he was in heaven, he got kicked out of heaven. A rebel. In heaven he had every precious stone was thy covering. The sardis, topaz, diamond, beryl, onyx, jasper, sapphire, emerald, carbuncle, gold. The workmanship of thy tablets and of thy pipes. He might have been a song leader. Was prepared in thee. Might have had a built-in organ. was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub. A cherub is an angel. He was an anointed angel that covereth. And I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created until iniquity was found in thee. If you end up worshiping the creature, it's because this fella directed that. You need to turn around and worship the Creator.
Amen.
Now, 1 Peter 4:19. If you've turned around and He's your Creator, you can just go ahead and start rejoicing just anytime you want to. It says, wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing. If you've done that as a faithful Creator, if you committed your soul to Him, just go ahead and relax and start rejoicing, because He's going to take care of it. No use me and Him both worrying about it. The Lord's going to take care of it. He says so again in Psalm 51:10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. He'll do that. Ephesians 2:10. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. He created Brother Rick to walk in good works. And you too, by the way. Ephesians 4:24. And that you put on the new man, after which after God is created. He created the new man, the new Brother Rick too. Not just the old Brother Rick. Now there's one created in righteousness and true holiness. Colossians 3:10, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of Him that created him. You didn't save yourself. You didn't create your new man. He created that. He did that. Okay, it's all well and good, Brother Rick, but who is this Creator? I'm glad you asked.
Yeah.
I'm glad you asked. Let's look at Him in Ephesians. We're right there anyway. Ephesians 3:9. To make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, the Creator. Like we said before, we've got the Creator dying for the created. The Creator dying for the creatures. We read it last week, but let's read it again. Colossians 1:13. Who, that's Jesus, by the way. That's His dear Son. No, I'm sorry. The first who is the Father. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. In whom, that's His dear Son. In whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by Him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. And He's big. He's big. I just come this morning to tell you that He's big. Remember now thy Creator. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for writing it down. Help me to remember. I ask it in Christ's name. Amen.